What's going on, people?
What's happening,
Man, y'all already see who in this motherfucker with me, man. Y'all already see him, man. That's right. Motherfucker, my motherfucking partner, my motherfucking brother. Like no other, man. Yeah. Here for me every time I call him, people. That's right. The one and only, Jenny Brady Wiggins. You already know what time it is, man. And we come here to motherfucker. Man, look, if y'all ever been a part of any of our previous motherfucking podcast, man, when it was the motherfucking conversation with Unc, with Nephew Brandon, man, y'all know how we get down, man. So, look, so before we even get started, man, you know I got to ask him to do it. It's only right that we motherfucking start off this show with my motherfucking partner doing what he do best. So I'm going to just give the maestro over to the maestro at hand, Brandon J. Wigan, man. Start this motherfucker up for us, man.
Beautiful people, what's going on? You are now in tune into the Wake and Bake Show with Unc. And today featuring Brandon J. Wigley, the curator of vibe. And we about to get into it, man. For sure, for sure.
See what I'm saying, man? Like ice and tea, baby. Yeah, that shit just go together. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, so man, I'm telling you, this is a very important moment for me, man. You know, a very important day, you know. Not only do I want my brother to come through here, man, and enlighten y'all, man, and bring y'all up to speed on what it really take, man, to get through these troubling times with coronavirus if you are an independent business owner. You know what I'm saying? If you're just working out there and you're thinking about starting your business, this is the man with the plan. Trust me when I say that, people. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's what we're here to do, man. Today's episode, man, is called a motherfucking app, and we're going to get into that later right now. Yeah. But right now, man, I just want y'all to really understand, sit back, man, and listen to my brother talk, man, about his journey and what it takes to really just get into what, you know what I'm saying, into that mindset to stepping out on your own, man, to achieving your own motherfucking success in life, man. Because you know how Big Unc say, man. Fuck them excuses if you hate. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, big bro. Once again, man, thank you. Thank you, like always, bro. You always a phone call and a heartbeat away, man.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I just wanted, man, I wanted to bring you here, man, because I wanted people to really just, like, really get a true understanding, man, of what it takes, man, to really get out here, man, and say, you know, fuck the 9-to-5, man, and, you know, create your own business and start your own lane towards reaching your own success, man. So, yeah, man.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. If you don't mind, I get a little long-winded.
So oh, but shit, man.
I want to tell the story, my story in its totality, and it's still being built. So, Brandon J. Wigley, once again, from Orlando, Florida, grew up playing basketball my whole life, you know. So
Okay.
My dad played, he was the leading scorer in Florida at one point. Went to FIT.
Yeah.
You know, so I saw my dad play ball. He played, tried out for the LA Lakers, Utah
Jazz. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Kicked off the team. I mean, didn't make the team, but then went overseas. So basketball was always, and my mom played volleyball, so sports.
Okay.
So
okay.
I grew up playing sports. So the entrepreneur bug, like, I'm not one of them people that say, oh, I always knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur. It kind of hit me late.
Yeah.
I was always wanted to go to the NBA or something. But I wasn't good enough to a certain extent. So I went to college, went to school to be a teacher.
Okay.
Still had sports in me. So I started after college. I went and taught for 2 years in high school. Did you know that? So I taught for two years, and I coached high school basketball. I coached the freshman team.
But you know, it makes sense now, bro, because, like, our conversation's deep. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, we always balance each other out, man.
Yeah.
But it made me understand now, like, how you so good far as the communication part, you know what I'm saying? And, and being able to connect with people, shit. Okay.
Yeah.
So
I went to school. I went to school to be a teacher. I taught for 2 years, and then I was coaching high school basketball, and my college roommate, my best friend, Kerry.
Okay, Kerry. K-Classic.
This is when I started, like, taking more risk in life around 23.
Okay.
23, 24.
Okay.
Kerry was up here. And he hit me one day, was like, "Wig, the A-way is that. You need to move here."
Okay.
So at this time, I'm coaching, and I'm at Temple Catholic High School. Shout out to Temple Catholic. Great high school, actually.
Okay.
And I'm sitting there, I'm like, man, I'm working at the mall, too. I'm the manager at the mall.
Okay.
I'll never forget this. I'm making $9.75 an hour. I got my own spot. My rent only $4.75.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have too many bills, but I'm like, man, I ain't doing nothing here at Temple.
So
I just, around this time, probably 4 or 5 months. Until like January. So I'm like, okay, I know I'm going to get my taxes early January.
Yeah.
So I'm going to just pay up some bills.
Yeah.
And this is my first big risk in life. I paid up like 3 months of bills and I moved to the A with only $700 and I slept on Kerry Catholic couch.
Yeah.
So that's my first time in life really betting on myself.
Yeah.
So I slept on this couch for like 7 months just working his hustle. I'm cutting people grass. I'm painting houses.
Humbling.
I went and worked at the Crown Royal Hotel over there by the by the airport.
Okay.
And out, but that's when I kind of started. They was paying like $15 an hour. Okay. It was a pretty easy job. My dad friend gave it to me, and I'm setting up like chairs and microphones and stuff for conventions.
Yeah.
And relationships again, and we're gonna build on that today about relationships over everything.
Yes.
A friend of mine was like, "Hey, Brandon, you know if you got a degree, they'll give you a management spot at Target automatically."
Yeah.
Oh yeah, word. So I filled out that application at Target, got a management spot. So now I'm back on my feet.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I got steady income.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then, shoot, I worked there for a year, and I wasn't satisfied.
Yeah.
It was still some itching in me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And one of my homeboys at the time, I used to see him. I used to go to his house down in Florida.
Yeah.
And he would just be playing video games all day. I would never see him work.
Yeah.
So I'm like, bro, what the fuck? Like, what you doing? I know you ain't selling dope. Now you scared. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm like,
you scared.
You're like, bro, I done jumped into the tax game. I'm making such and such amount of money every this 3-4 months.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, word. So at this time, this is my second big risk in life. And I always want to salute him. His name Jason Stinson. For giving me my first jump into the entrepreneur game, because ever since then I never worked a traditional 9-to-5.
Mm-hmm.
So now at this time, this is 2020 now. This was 2012.
Okay.
2012, 2013, and I'm only at Target a year now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm telling my mom, like, Mom, I'm finna quit Target. Like, and I'm the only child. I'm a mama's boy.
Exactly.
So, you know, I'm the only child.
Exactly.
And she's like, "What you mean? You got a good job? You making $50,000 a year? Da da da." I said, "Yeah, but I can't do the job thing."
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Not nothing to get people with jobs. Hey, if you go to work, that's on you. But for me, I'm like, I don't really like this.
Exactly.
You know, so this was my second leap.
Exactly.
I'm like, fuck it, I'm going to quit this job. He told me how much I needed to start the franchise.
Okay.
And him being a friend, relationship, he fronted it to me.
Okay.
He's like, bro, I know you working at Target. You making enough to get by. But I believe in you. Yeah. I'm going to front you this bread.
Okay.
To get into the tax business.
Okay.
And I just quit Target. And I quit it at a time where it was black, the week before Black Friday. That was bad timing on my part.
Yeah.
But I had to take my second big risk and big leap in life.
Exactly. Because sometimes, man, your timing ain't other people's timing.
Mm.
But that can't be the reason why you won't do what you do. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man. And that's another thing, people, I want y'all to understand this right here, man. When you come on this motherfucking show, man, and I ask you to tell your story, ain't no interruptions.
Yeah.
Ain't no interruption. I need everybody to truly understand what it really takes. Ain't no bullshit neither. Because see, most of the people that come sit on this couch, man, I know these people.
Yeah.
So I ain't going to let them get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
But the most important thing, man, is understanding, man, that you're going to have to give up. And you're going to have to be uncomfortable in the beginning. Don't wait till you get it later on in your life and then let things make you uncomfortable. Make yourself uncomfortable now. Because usually when you're doing those things, like when you talk about the couch and taking the chances and the risk, you knew what you was going to have to give up in order to do those things, man.
Right.
So, yeah, I just wanted to step in with that right there, man. So, yeah. So, okay.
So, all right. So, piggyback off of that, I'm going to speed this story up. So, I quit Target. I got into the tax business. And at this time, me and Carrie was living together. But my office, I opened up my first office on Memorial Drive. You familiar with Memorial Drive?
Yeah,
Atrium Plaza.
Okay.
So, this is my first business I ever had. I'm 24 years old, 25. And I got my own tax office. This is my first time hiring people, like all of that.
Yeah.
And once again, relationships, my friends told me, this is what you do, bro. This is how you level it out. So that year, I moved to the hood over there in Stone Mountain. I think it's called Landmark Apartments.
Yeah.
I had my homegirl come move up with me from New York. She believed in me. She quit her job in New York. Said, "Hey, I want to help you run this tax office.
Okay.
I know what it can do."
Yeah.
And I have hired like 3 or 4 other people. And made solid money. I didn't make enough. I made enough to not have to work again.
Exactly.
But I didn't make what other people that I knew were making.
Okay.
You know, they were hitting 400K, 500K.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, I didn't hit that.
Yep.
But I still made enough to not have to work for the rest of the year.
Yep.
And that was my first taste of like, damn, this is my, I got it out of the mud. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And even though, you know, and then not sure, but even though, like, you know, where you say, like, where you didn't reach those plateaus, though, man. But for me, listening to that story, man, shit, you gained more than the money could ever be valued at with the information that you was given. You know what I'm saying? And then that chance to stick behind somebody and see what they did.
Yep.
So, you know what I'm saying? That's one thing, man. So, yeah. So, yeah,
so this time, I'm on Memorial Drive. Then the next year, took another risk. I said, they was like, all right, you did solid on Memorial Drive, but North Carolina popping right now.
Okay.
And this time, this was a little tricky because I found out my daughter's mom was pregnant.
Okay.
So they was like, but we want you to come up to Raleigh, North Carolina for, you know, tax season time, five months,
yeah,
roughly.
Yeah.
And run this office that was killing. It was the number one office in our franchise.
Okay, okay.
It was on New Bern in North Carolina. And I was like, yeah, but my girl pregnant. But she understood, like, shit, I got a daughter coming. It's like, let's go get it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I moved to Raleigh, North Carolina. I missed 5 months of the pregnancy. Mm-hmm. I was able to come back to the end. And once again, I didn't do totally great. But it's during this tax season and getting into this tax game, I hated it, mm-hmm, though. It was good money, but I wasn't happy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's when I started realizing, like, you know, you want to have a balance with you doing what you love and, mm-hmm, getting to the bag. Mm-hmm. So, long story short, I made a little more than I did the previous year. Came back, had a daughter. This is when I moved to Hunter Ridge.
Yeah, okay.
So, at this time, moved to Hunter Ridge, pretty much blew through all that money.
Yeah.
And from there, to speed up the process, I was living in Hunter's Ridge Lane, and that's when I met Unc.
Yep, yep.
Met Unc living in Hunter's Ridge Lane, and I was on my computer in Raleigh, actually, and I saw a guy named Jay Morrison. And this is when I first got introduced to real estate.
I remember all this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm like, yeah, shit, I ain't never seen a black dude talk about real estate,
yeah,
and was swaggy with,
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
So, and this is why affirmations and manifestations is important to me, because I still got it. I wrote on a sheet of paper, I was like, I'm going to work with him one day.
Yeah.
And I listened,
yeah,
to him every day on YouTube. And, you know, I started getting into the real estate wholesaling.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is a brief education on that. You pretty much, with wholesaling and real estate, you're pretty much the middleman between the seller and the investor.
Okay.
So say if a person want to sell their house for $50,000, it's worth $100,000. I could put that on the contract for $60,000.
Okay.
And then sell it to another investor. Say, hey, I got a property that's worth $60,000.
Okay.
So
okay,
they get they buy for $60,000. I keep my 10.
You get 10.
And the seller get they $50,000.
Yeah.
And then they still have, because they got $40,000 they can play with.
Exactly.
So that's how I started my real estate journey. And in the beginning, I got good at it. I,
yeah,
was dropping,
yeah,
signs.
Yeah.
Dropping signs. It's hustling and bustling. And then got Jay attention.
Okay.
I never forget it. I was at, what's the church across the street? The church in the plaza over there. Like, you know what I'm talking,
yeah,
about.
Yeah, I knew. Right. Yeah, Creflo Dollar Church. Yeah, yeah.
And he hit me. I don't even know how he got my phone number. Probably Instagram or something.
Yeah.
He hit me, and I walked out. At this time, this dude my idol.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is who I looked up to.
Yeah.
And he was like, man, I see what you're doing. Come, I want you to come rock out with me.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, for real? And I cried after,
yeah,
I left that, because,
yeah,
I wrote this down.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
a year or two,
yeah,
before this. I was,
yeah,
like, I'm going to work with him.
Yeah.
And this time, that was my second. Now, if you hear my storyline, it's like my third, like, another,
yeah,
risk.
Yeah, yeah,
you,
yeah,
know, jumping,
yeah,
into that.
Yeah.
And from there, shit, we started rocking and rolling. I worked with him. This is another one, man, where you make sacrifices in your journey.
Mm-hmm.
I worked for him for a whole year for free just to kind of get, yeah, acclimated into the business.
Yeah.
Worked with him for free for a whole year. So in that company, I went from everything from a student. I was a student, from an intern. Then I went from an intern to being on the call, making sales,
yeah,
team. Then I got promoted to, now I'm not making calls, I'm hiring people to be on the sales team.
Mm-hmm.
Then eventually being vice president of the whole company, to where,
that's dope,
I'm running the whole show.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Where it's like, I'm hiring people, I'm firing people.
Yeah.
I'm coming up with the marketing strategy and sales to 2018. So we made Inc. 500 fastest growing companies. And I'm the second man in charge. He used to call me his Pippin.
Yeah.
If he joined,
yeah,
I'm Pippin.
Yeah. Yeah.
And through that experience, I learned a lot. And what we'll talk about, get deeper,
mm-hmm,
into, of what to do in the business and what not to do,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
in that journey.
Yeah.
And I learned a tremendous amount from Jay Morrison, and I was able to build a lot of genuine relationships.
And that's dope, man. And that's, yeah, dope. So, as y'all can see, man, it's going there, people.
Mm-hmm.
It's going there. You know what I'm saying? And
but it get good after,
yeah,
this.
Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. And
yeah,
we, you know what I'm saying, and we going to come full circle shit, man. And the main thing that I wanted y'all to really just sit down and just really hear somebody, man, and get that perspective of, like, what you really have to give up in order to really truly be successful.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And I think that a lot of times we all know exactly what we got to do. And I think that be the very reason we turn back on shit.
Yeah.
You know, And so, like, listening to you, man, you know what I'm saying? And one thing that we always talked about, so when he talked about this journey about when he gets to the point where he about to start getting into real estate, this is where we pick up our relationship. This is where we begin. So I remember the moments, man. And yeah. And I remember, you know what I'm saying, the conversation we had and, you know, how things, and I see how things turned out. Yeah. So, once again, man, I tell people, and I used to talk to Nephew all the time, man, like, yo, bro, no mistakes. You know what I'm saying? Everything, make all your mistakes matter. And then, you know, just hearing that and being able for people to see that, yo, it take more than just you. You have to learn to build a relationship. But you can only build that through who you are as a person. Right. Not through, like, your skills and tactics. Because I'm pretty sure he's seen plenty of people that did with that. But it was the personal shit that people get attached to that allow you to be pushed up in your life. So, yeah, man. So, look, man. So, that's what we're going to talk about. But like I said, man, today's show is about the app people. And that's what we're about to get into. We about to get into some real shit.
Yeah.
We about to get into some other shit, man. You know what I'm saying? And my brother for the spew all kind of goals and got them game matching and jewels. So if you got your pencils, papers, pads, got them MacBooks, got them tablets, computers, baby backs, baby pampers, it don't matter. Write this shit down, man. But before we do that, man, I want y'all to just bring y'all together while we're talking about the apps and shit, man, and why I named it the app. Because as you will get to understand in our conversations after this right here, man, is that it take more than just giving away things, man, to be successful. You know, you have to realize that, you know, you have to have something to sell also. Because what you're selling is what's going to allow you to keep giving. See, if you ain't got nothing to sell and all you do is giving, shit, you're going to be the motherfucker receiving in a minute. So my thing is about, and the reason I call it the app is for free, but the product not. It's because, people, I'm going to tell y'all a story. You know how when you get them cell phones and it be brand new, you pull that motherfucker out the box. It ain't nothing on that motherfucker. And you first thing you do, you got your contacts in there. But then you start looking around, you start adding apps to it. But you ever notice when you get an app, how when you first get it, yeah, you can do a little shit on it, but ads pop up on the motherfucker and interrupt the game and all kind of shit. But then they say, hey, if you don't want these ads and you want to be able to take it to the next level, pay $199. $9.99, whatever the fuck it is, that's the product, people. See, that shit you putting on your phone, it's free. That's the app. Man, that's like, well, we go, what you gonna learn about when people got them, give you got them consultations. Man, they tell you you have free consultation, but nigga, if you want the surgery, bitch, you gotta have some insurance or some cash.
Yep.
And so that's what we're going to get into today, man, because I think a lot of times we get that confused in what we're doing out here, and we forget about the real work that we have to do in our own lives to even do the shit that we're doing. So today, man, like I said, man, I brought my brother here, bro. Once again, thank you for being here, man, to be able to give y'all some insight, man, on what it really take to build a business and what it really take to market that motherfucker so you can goddamn take it to the next level. So, yeah, man, once again, I done said enough.
Nah, you good.
And that's all. You know what I'm saying? Hold up, people. Let me stop right here. Because like I told him before we started this show is built on education and praise. He going to educate, and I'm going to do the praising. You know what I'm saying? Because, that's one thing about Big Ump, man. If you ever see my show, I cry. And it be real. I talk shit. And it be real. See, everything that go on this set, man, be 100%. Man, I'm telling you, man, because I'm passionate about this shit, people. Because, see, like right now, this is just the app. This shit for free. You know what I'm saying? But I'm building the products in the background. You just don't see that.
Yeah.
So today, man, I just want y'all to understand, man, that this is a true friend of mine. And this is a guy that has been tried, tested, and understand truly what it takes to stay out here and build this shit from the bottom up. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of, like I say, my message every day, man, is you got to be great every day, because every day ain't going to be great, people, because every day ain't in your control, but your life is. So once again, man, you know how Big Unk do, man. You know how I light this bitch up and it won't nothing be up. But we ain't gonna do that today. We here to get educated. Because I want people to know you come sit right on this couch where he at and do the same motherfucker thing. Hey, tell your story while educating the people. So yeah, man. So now that we back to this right here, we're gonna get back to that right there, man. So yeah, nephew.
So I'll pick up from now I'm with JMA, and now transparency, I'm making money now. You know what I'm saying? I'm making money. I go from, you know, these tax officers quitting. So I'm going through these trials. So now I'm making the most money I've ever made in my life.
Yeah.
So now 3 years in a row, I'm on a run. I'm making $100,000 plus.
Yeah.
I done bought a property. Yeah. I done bought like 4 properties. Yeah. Which say it helped me because I got some assets now.
Yeah.
So anyways, I'm making this money. I'm on a run. You know, at it's times where I'm making no less than $15,000 a month, and I'm getting undisciplined now.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I'm buying hats, $300 jacket. You remember this guy? I'm getting, it was so bad. I was feeling myself so much. I wouldn't even wash my bed sheets. I'd buy new ones.
Yep.
Like, I'm just, I'm gaining weight. I got up to 240. Yep. I ain't never been 240.
Yep.
So I'm just losing. But now I'm realizing, oh, Wig, you ain't happy. You insecure.
Yep.
Oh, Wig, you insecure right now. You covering up something, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, that's what me and nephew, in between us, our conversation, that's what we call ego talk.
Yeah.
It's like when you get where you need to be at in life, and you let your ego start talking.
Yeah, my ego talking. I'm promiscuous. Yep. I got different chicks. I'm going on 3-4 dates. Yep. And like, I'm just wilding.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm wilding, and I'm spiraling out of control to a certain extent. I've always been humble, and I'm always be good to people.
Yeah,
but for myself.
Yeah, for yourself. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I'm spending too much money.
Yeah, yeah.
So long story short, at this time, I'm like, man, I got to go. I got to get out of JMA because, like I said, I'm learning what to do, and I'm learning a lot what not to do inside of a company and build it.
Yeah.
Like I always say, salute to Jay. He taught me a lot, and he put me in the game.
Yeah.
So this was around November 2018. I'm just like, man, I'm finna just leave this. So this is my other, my third or fourth big risk in life now. I'm like, this is something where I'm making 6 figures. I damn near get up to, like, most I made was like $400,000.
Mm-hmm.
So long story short, I blew all that money.
Okay.
I spent all that money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I got now, but at this time I got property, so technically that's an asset.
Yeah.
But it ain't, you know, I have to sell it.
Yeah.
But still,
exactly.
I got if I die, my daughter got property.
She got
I got the assets. I bought the townhouse where I'm at and stuff, but I blew like all my cash.
Yeah.
I'm paying taxes.
Yeah.
So even to this day, like I said, pay your motherfucking taxes.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So right now I'm paying back the IRS. And now I'm damn near rock bottom again. You know what I'm saying? Because of my lack of discipline.
Yeah.
I had to borrow money from you.
Yeah.
I had to borrow with my OG Will. He gave me some bread.
Yeah.
Even my homeboy. And I never borrowed, even when I was on couches, I never borrowed money.
Yeah.
So this, I'm crying to you.
Yeah.
I'm calling Will, like, Will, bro, I need a lifeline. He gave me money. Hey, bro, you got it. Don't even. So that's where relationships come into hand, too, because if people know you solid and you genuine, people will look out for you because they know the relationship is genuine.
And then, too, you know, I like to be, it's like when you have love, like, bro, like, I tell you, like, I have love for you. Like, you my motherfucking little bro. We chop it up. We build on all kind of shit, man. And you educate me, and we back and forth with this shit. But one thing I tell people, man, is like, for me, when I love you, it ain't borrowing. It's helping my brother out of a situation.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I understand, you know what I'm saying? And I know the value you bring to the world.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I know what you do for my life.
Mm-hmm.
So I know if you bring that, then shit, the value you is for the world is much greater. Because I'm just one human. You know what I'm saying? And I want people to understand and be able to see this shit. So back to you.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Praise
you. So now, okay. Now, this is where shit start to get good for me. And I start coming into, like, self-awareness into my zen. You know, I started working out every day.
Yep.
Now I'm losing the weight. I got the 205. And now I started a business. I'm the co-founder of 7686 Agency with a partner of mine, Damian Patton. I met him through JMA Relationships again.
There you go.
And in the beginning, like with any business, it's slow, of course. You know, you want to build it correctly. Mm-hmm. So we tried different niches. We're going to do marketing for just gym owners.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do marketing for influencers. Mm-hmm. And we just tried a whole bunch of things till we fell into two niches,
mm-hmm.
To where we're doing marketing for restaurants now, and we're doing marketing for influencers
mm-hmm.
that have coaching products
mm-hmm.
or are looking to build their brand.
Mm-hmm.
And not to speed up, but we're getting a little bit more educational. What I learned about building a business is two things. It's like, you have to be patient but urgent at the same time.
Exactly.
So you can't move too slow, but you can't move too fast either. So it's a patient urgency,
mm-hmm.
you know. So during that time and trial and error, I'm figuring out, okay, we can do this. This the type of companies we should do. These mm-hmm. the type of companies give us less headache. These the people who don't care about our prices. All right, we need our system together.
Exactly.
So we mapped that, okay, we're going to prospect for the people. We're going to set up an appointment. We're going to do a demo. We're going to onboard them.
Okay.
So now we're moving like Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
You know, so you go to Chick-fil-A.
Yeah,
and it can be 50 people in
the
line.
But
that shit
moving.
It's fluid.
Everybody got to vote.
So I'm a type of person that's like, you model business model. If you see who the big dog's doing it, mm-hmm. and this model, and put your own flavor on it.
Exactly.
So I'm like, damn. Like, even remember when Popeye's and Chick-fil-A was going to
back and forth,
stuff?
Yeah.
But Popeye's systems,
yeah.
it wasn't like Chick-fil-A,
yeah.
And
it's yeah.
like, why
and it
not?
Showed.
It showed.
It showed.
You know, they ran
yeah,
out of chicken.
Chickens, line long as hell.
Yeah.
Popeye's,
so like,
and Popeye closed on Sunday. Chick-fil-A still running.
yeah.
yeah.
So it's like, okay, they got systems and processes. It's like, that's what I need to have in
exactly.
my business. And I just started implementing that, because now, it's like, all right, we started growing,
mm-hmm.
and now it ain't just me and Damien.
Mm-hmm.
Now we done hired people. So it's like, I ain't finna bring nobody into our organization, and we sloppy, they
exactly.
gonna leave.
Exactly.
So now we got an onboarding hiring process.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you fill out the app. We do the interview.
Mm-hmm.
Now we do a Zoom interview.
Mm-hmm.
Now you write us a paragraph on why you feel like you should work here.
Mm-hmm.
Then you send us your paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
So now it can be duplicated.
Exactly.
So in business, like, for people that watch it, have them systems and processes. So now, just to fast forward to the pandemic, I tell somebody this the other day, man, it's the pandemic, low-key, not even low-key, high-key,
mm-hmm.
been a blessing for our business, because mm-hmm. now these owners like, oh, man, we need this online presence.
Yeah.
We need this online marketing.
Yeah.
And April was my best month of the year so
mm-hmm.
far during the pandemic,
mm-hmm.
financially.
Yeah.
Like, I would just every month, I say, okay, how much money we made, how much money I took home, and I just did it before I got here. I'm like, oh, shit, April was my best month financially.
Yeah. Yeah.
Last month was my worst month.
Yeah. yeah.
March.
Yeah.
But April, and I was like, okay, we own something. And now, you know, we steady growing. We hiring people and really building a legitimate business. It's
yeah.
like, I don't want to be a hustler.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be a business owner.
Yeah.
Not want to be, gonna be.
Yeah. Exactly.
Transition into it. One of my OGs say it's like you got to transition from being a pirate to
mm-hmm.
the Navy.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning,
mm-hmm.
you know, pirates, you watch Pirates of the Caribbean,
yeah.
they reckless. They get in the gold,
yeah.
they robbing people,
yeah.
they having fun,
yeah.
they spending the money.
Yeah.
But
they reckless with it.
They reckless.
Yeah.
And they can always get the bag
yeah.
and get the money.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if you look at the Navy, it's structured.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, they got their uniform.
Yeah.
They bed
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They
yeah.
got processes
yeah.
to repeat.
Well,
so transition from being a pirate to the Navy
dope,
in business.
Dope,
and
dope.
That's what I've learned.
Dope.
You know?
Dope. Dope. That's dope, man. And yeah, man, and that's one thing. And like, that piggyback on what you were saying about, you know, you have to be, you know what I'm saying? It's like a slow and it's a fast process to it.
Yeah.
And I tell people, like, when I talk to them, it's like, you have to think, you have to be a slow thinker, but a fast in the way you react to what you're doing.
Yeah.
Meaning, it's like, everything got to be calculated. Like, you can't be so fast thinking about what you're doing to where you know what I'm saying, where the output is slow. Like, I so like the things that I do, the same thing, man, it's like, I sit down and I learn and I educate, and this is a slow process, but I react fast to
yeah.
it. So that's why I'm able to put out this shit the way I'm doing it. So it's like, damn, you know, what? Back again to some praise. When we first started this podcast shit,
mm-hmm.
it was you that was like, oh, I'm telling you, you need to talk, you need to
yeah.
do this, you need to write a book.
Yeah.
This was like 3 years ago, people.
Yeah.
3 years in conversation. You know, somebody else seeing something in you that you may not see. Not that you don't have belief and you ain't already doing some shit, but it's something that people can say, hey, this is shopping. And that's what we have.
Yeah.
And that's what I call taking friendships and making them relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so, man, and so that's why Peter and I totally understand, man, because it's a lot of stuff I learned from you. You know what I'm saying? Even from, like, real estate to, like, motherfucking, you know, just everything, man, to the whole podcast, man. I mean, we would just have the Blue Yeti and the whole
yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
But now look where we at.
Yeah.
And it started out with me and you know what I'm saying? But now you done went off and started doing your own thing, man, and you great at what you're doing. And now I'm inviting you back to the set.
Yeah, that's love.
And I'm able to give people praise to let them understand, man, that without my little bro, man, this ain't what we doing.
Yeah.
I'm still sitting around the table, need to come through, and we chopping it up on the low key.
Yeah, yeah.
But you was the one that told me to say, hey, man, you know what? Everybody need to hear that.
Yeah. Nah,
you know what I'm saying? And so, you know.
And I've seen the same thing you, like you said, like, start back from Hunter's Ridge, you know, it's always a breath of fresh air. Just come in me and Carrie, just come in this vibe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And the topics of conversation ranges from sports, life, relationships,
yeah.
Personal success.
Personal
people.
Success,
yeah.
business.
Shit, even on shit, we might got to get start working out and walking again.
Yeah.
you
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
Cause
so,
I tell people, man,
yeah.
like these kind of relationships, man. Because we both working so hard and
yeah.
we both doing what we doing, we don't have a lot of sharing time.
Yeah, yeah.
So anytime we together, man, you know, all I want to talk about to my brothers about, man, what's going on with you?
Yeah, yeah, fact.
How the little girl and the wife doing? How the business is doing? Personal shit. I don't want to talk about some shit that he might have had a conversation with about three or four niggas before he got to me.
Yeah.
I want to talk about what's most important to me. So when he walk out my door, or when I walk out his door, we end with I love you. And then we go about doing the other shit. And we come back again to celebrate what we done accomplished. So yeah, man. So, man, that's, hey, look, man, I know we can do this all motherfucking day long. And look, people, this family. You see what I'm saying? So the fact that we may not have put in, be able to get everything in we wanted to, just these little jewels. If you sit down and, like my brother say, be slow about the process, but quick about how you go about getting the process done, man, ain't nothing going to stop you. But I promise you, man, y'all need to take this day to sit down and really just understand what it really going to take. But matter of fact, you ain't even got to sit down because you all motherfucking ready to know. But my bro came through, man. He dropped some jewels. He gave us a true understanding. He gave us his life, people, and that mean more than anything. You know what I'm saying? So, man, I just want to thank y'all. I want to thank y'all. Go ahead. Oh, look at people. I was on Wake and Bake time. But this ain't the Wake and Bake show.
Now, we vibing. Like I said at the intro, we vibing. I just want to talk about the product and ownership.
Let's go.
Like what we discussed off camera about the importance of really ownership and having a product that you own, because that always can't nobody take that away from you. So I don't care if it's a coffee mug, a t-shirt, whatever it is. It's like, I don't care if you even got a 9-to-5. I always tell somebody, if you're an MLM, I think everybody, not saying everybody should be an entrepreneur. Like, I'm not one of them type of people that says everybody got to work for themselves. Nah. As I've gotten older, I realize I just let people live how they want to live. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. If you want it, you want it,
and then
because man, I tell my nephew all the time, man, stop wasting your time trying to teach these niggas when you got to stop doing what you're doing to teach them up, man. Look here, man. No. You need to be operating on the same, you know, because it's one thing when you get next to a motherfucker and they move in the same direction you move. That's like if you at the park and you like, I'm finna go jogging for a mile. And then into your jaw, you see a motherfucker walking, and then you slow up and start talking to this nigga. Hey.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You stop doing what you're doing to operate on their level, man. So I do believe in it, man. That's the real deal shit, man. I tell all the time. And that's one thing my nephew, I sit down and talk to. I be like, nephew, man, fuck that shit, man. Charge these niggas for that shit, man. Man, look, don't build nobody else up, man. So the pirate. The pirate. You be living like a pirate where you just got them. You be figuring like, I can always get the gold.
Yeah.
At some point, you just be like, man, I'm gonna keep the gold. I ain't never finna go without the gold.
Yep.
And so, man, like, yeah. So, man.
Yeah, that product and ownership is very
product key. And ownership, man. I'm telling you.
Own it and then really getting an asset, you know, because even right now, when I bought that townhouse, it was like, shit, I got it for 90, and now that bitch worth 140. So now I got all that equity. I can rent it out.
Explain to somebody that may not know the difference between ownership and having an asset.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Got you. So basically, all right, I could kind of break down that townhouse. I got it on a owner finance to where I ain't even have to go to the bank. It's just like I'm negotiating. The bank is the seller. So I'm just negotiating with the seller to where I don't want to get too deep in the real estate.
Yeah.
But it's like, look, it's just like it's the bank. I give you this amount down. This is why I pay monthly. That'll go to the principal. And at this date, whatever's left, this is why I pay that to own this this property.
Yeah.
So an asset is really something that's paying you back. You know, so an asset is a vending machine. Like I know people that's in the vending machine business now.
Oh yeah.
To where shit, you making money while you sleep.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So that's basically a liability or something. It ain't paying you back.
Okay.
You coming out the pocket with it, and you're not receiving
nothing.
No, but an asset, you know, you get an ATM machine. You pay for it one time. You do the maintenance, but you're getting the fees. You know, when you go to an ATM and it's $2 fee, or in a strip club,
exactly.
$7 fee.
Exactly. But this ain't your bank.
You getting that money. Or an asset, basically, in simple terms, something that's passing you back.
Yeah.
Remember in Baby Boy, you say you got to understand bread and the butter.
Exactly.
What was
depreciate,
it?
Gun and butter. So shit depreciate and things that don't.
Yeah.
Like art is what you would call the gun.
Yeah, that's an asset.
Yeah.
You know
a car is butter.
Yeah. So an asset, if you buy art, like that Nipsey picture, you probably pay whatever you paid for it. Shit, 5 years from now, it may be worth 10 times that.
Yeah.
That's an asset.
Yeah.
It made you money.
Yeah.
And at one point in time, I'm glad I bought some assets, but I was buying a lot of liabilities too.
Okay.
And now I'm smart enough to know, it's like, all right, once I get out there, I got to pay this fucking IRS. Like, I'm being transparent. Yeah. Once I get out of that, it's like, all right, even now I'm putting bread to the side because I want to buy assets. I got a daughter, and I want to just leave a legacy. Exactly. You know what I mean? And then, ultimately, shit, I'm 34. By the time I'm 40, I just want to chill and chill. Enjoy life and just live off of my residuals.
Yeah.
Like, I got a client right now. I'm going to put his name out.
Yeah.
He's basically an asset to me because we're running his YouTube channel,
mm-hmm.
and I get 10% off of his YouTube channel. And that's bringing me more than damn near a property. Every month, I'm going to make $500 to $1,000 without doing nothing. Like, every month, just off of, that's an asset to me because it's like, okay, we set it up one time, and now we're getting 10% residually every month off of this client.
Yep.
And I'm going to get $500 to $1,000 that I don't have to work for again. So say if you got easy 10 money. Of those. You know what I'm saying? Now, that's money just coming in.
Yep.
And shit, this is all in 12 months. 12 months ago, I was fucked up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. But I stayed down till I came up, and then it just continued to grow. And we've had so many different conversations.
Yeah.
But I would say we're going to wrap it up. I don't want to get too long-winded.
Oh, no, you good? Yeah.
If you get most out of this, it's like figure out a product, figure out some assets you can cop, and this slow motion, fast pace.
Yeah.
That's what I call it. Think in slow motion, move at a fast pace.
Yeah.
And don't let nobody speed up your journey. Like Jay-Z said it best. Yeah. Like, I'm going to move at my own pace.
Ain't no time on this
shit,
man.
Yeah, yeah. It's like,
if I die, I'm going to be successful. Do it. You know what I'm saying? That's real
you
talk.
Move at your own pace. Don't let nobody speed your pace up. You know, but as long as you know you making progression.
Yeah.
Like I said, shit, last month was my lowest month, but then this month, shit, I made the most I made this month. So this year so far. So then next month I'll just continue to scale.
Yeah.
And not even financially, but finances is important.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, don't let nobody tell y'all finances.
But I definitely
but I'm getting back on my workout.
Personal.
Personal. I'm reading more books.
Well.
Discovering myself more, my insecurities and communication.
Hey.
Like I became a dope, not even a listener.
Yeah.
Dope.
Yeah.
Like I'm listening to understand, not to like rebuttal.
And I told, and I had to hit you up with that post we put up about the same thing, man. And that's like real deal shit, man. It's like, you know, you got to understand, man. It's like when the beginning thing, you talk about sacrifices. I tell people, you have to make them motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Like, you have to. Like, I talk about even with failure. Like, you have, like, to say you want to be successful is say, you know what, I'm willing to fail. Like, most people be like, yo, you know what, I'm going to be successful, but they ain't willing to fail long enough to be successful. And then we talk about, like, you can find yourself doing so many things, so much that you never do shit. Like, you just, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you start something, and then you fail, and you be like, fuck that shit, I'm going to try something.
Yeah.
And then instead of just keying in on one thing, like you say, when you started, you was doing all these other things and shit, you know what I'm saying? And like I always told you, though, man, you have these conversations, like, until you do what you love to do, then you ain't going to do nothing too long, you know? But once you start doing what you love to do, getting up, and what you love to do is really going to be, man, the investments you make in yourself. Because you see them firsthand. But then also, like you said, when you're going into it, man, you have to understand, like, the necessary tactics and the things you have to learn. So, like, when I put up the post the other day, I just wrote about, man, you know, if you know yourself, then you only know your limitations.
Mm-hmm.
You only know what you can do. That's the only reason you can say that. But that ain't knowing yourself. Because it's so much more to who you are. You know what I'm saying? And so when we talk about, like, now, people be like, yo, I'm support. I'm like, man, sit down and learn something about yourself, man. Do something. Try something different. Learn something else you know how to do. You know, instead of just sitting down and waiting for the world to open back up when you closing yourself off from yourself.
Yeah, no, that's right.
So, you know, man. So, yeah, man, it's definitely being a pleasure, man. It's definitely being, you know what I'm saying, a blessing. Like I say, man, I value your time the same way you value it, bro. I don't never take you for granted. You know, anytime I've ever called on you, bro, we share that same thing for each other, bro. And that's what I call brotherhood. That's what I call friendships. That's what I call relationships. That's what I call the total package, man. And the one thing that I always tell people, and I had to get to learn this, man, you know, is be with people to help you grow, not just in your financial life, but in your personal life. You know what I'm saying? Because, yeah, somebody can come and goddamn give you something that can make you some money, but if they ain't giving you nothing that's going to make you a better person, then you will turn back into who you was.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, like, when you tell the story about when you got that money and you became that, and you talk about how you know, even though you had that money, what you thought in your mind was going to change everything, mm-hmm. it really didn't change nothing. Mm-hmm. You know, even what we got, the coronavirus, no matter how much shit that we own or have, it don't mean nothing because you can't operate it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can't even, sometimes you can't even go outside your house to look at how nice it is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Some people scared like that. So it just go back to saying, man, that every fucking day you get up, man, you should be interested in learning more about who you are. And you can only learn that through challenges.
No,
you can only learn that through motherfucking, like you say, motherfucking risk taking and shit like that. Like if you just, if you nigga had some bungee cords and everybody was jumping off, boom, boom, but you were scared to put the bullet, you won't learn that experience. You won't know that, you know what I'm saying? And that's what I love about life. That's what I love about having people in your life that can like enlighten you. Cause this man younger, man, I'm 47 years old, people. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But I'm telling you, bro, I can hit this man page, and I did it the other day, and it'll just come back to me full circle. Like, this is why I have him. And I call him and I let him know immediately of that, you know what I'm saying, that thought I'm having, man. So yeah, man. So before I go, man, you know, if it's any closing words, how people can get up with and shit like that, man, you know.
Let's hit him with that. You can find me basically on every platform at Brandon J. Wigley. So Instagram and Facebook at Brandon J. Wigley. Also tap into my, right now I'm doing the IG Live podcast at Split Yo Wig. So SplitYoWigg. Also you can tap in with our marketing agency where we do text message marketing for restaurants. We do lead capture marketing. We also do geofencing marketing as well. So you can check us out at
oh, don't worry, you got, you know, this live and direct, people. You already know we learning on the go. We learning on the go. That's just my phone chiming in, but yeah. So look, we gonna talk over this shit right here.
Yeah, so phonead.com. So phone.com. Check us out, our website, if you were looking to build on your marketing. So that's it. And I just leave with have a definitely think about product and ownership, and we continue to build from there.
Yes, sir. And like I say before, every time I go, man, never let bullshit get in the way from you learning. So just like that interruption we was having, people, you know, that's just something to test your concentration. So we do all kind of trickery shit on here. You know what I'm saying? See, we ain't here to motherfucking got them tease you and play with you, man. We here to always make sure you staying focused and in tune to what's really going on. So if you was able to got them lock in on what we had going on today, man, I thank you. I appreciate your time. I appreciate the love that you had to have to come down to even take part in this shit. But if not, hey, man, hey, slide this shit to somebody who didn't hear this. So I just want to say thank y'all, man. I want to thank my brother again, Brandon J. Wigley. You know what I'm saying? For coming through and dropping these jewels on us, man. But I just want to do this, man, and let y'all know, man. Like every time I say, before every time I go, man, y'all motherfuckers say it with me. That's a motherfucking checkmate. Holler. Yeah.